I'm not quite sure how to transition to this next story, but here goes. You might have seen this. There is this tubby, gray, sort of drooping creature with glazed eyes on social media. Imagine a cross between a sulking elephant and the Poppin' Fresh Doughboy. What's really curious is where this character comes from and who loves him now. Newsweek reporter Damian Sharkov has written about the gray blob. Where does it come from?
Well, originally he comes from Holland, strangely enough. His official name really is Homunculus loxodontus. It's a Latin name, and it pretty much indicates that he is kind of fictional mix between a humanoid creature and elephant seal.
All right, so this fictional creature was actually the product of the imagination of a Dutch artist. What was her intent before it kind of migrated to Russia?
Dutch artist Margaret Brevoort actually created the creature to be a sculpture for a hospital waiting room so it can liven up any patients who are there, children in particular, but wanted to design something that wasn't too much of an eyesore for anybody there receiving bad news. But in Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan, it's taken off as a meme, and it has kind of a life and a different name of its own. In Russia, he's known as Zhdun. In Ukraine, he's known as Puchikun.
So before we go any further, Damian, just describe this creature. What does it look like?
It is a gray blob. It does look slightly like a seal. It has these simplistic glazed eyes. One thing that's quite noteworthy about it is that it doesn't have any feet. As it's intended to embody the spirit of waiting, it's kind of cynical that it has to wait because it can't really walk away. So when you see it mounted on a seat, it's pretty apparent that that's a creature that's there to stay kind of indefinitely.
So how did it catch on in Russia? Why is it so popular there?
Well, I started spotting it as a meme where it first started appearing on a Russian website called Peekaboo. It's a social media website. And there, people really picked up on this creature that's prepared to wait a long time, it being well-meaning, but maybe looking a bit simple, a bit optimistic in the face of maybe hopelessness. And people have been sharing images of it pasted next to Vladimir Putin with captions like waiting for the next election or next to other politicians or next to large construction projects waiting their completion. It's really become the symbol of waiting for Godot, if you will, for Russians.
Any funny examples of Zhdun, the gray blob, and how he's being used in Russia?
There's plenty of funny examples. I think most recently in Ukraine, there was a very funny example where one MP...
Oh, he's caught on in Ukraine as well, huh?
He is, yeah. In Ukraine, though, he's known as Puchikun, which also means somebody who waits.
Puchikun.
In Ukrainian, yeah. So one MP took a small toy of Puchikun or Zhdun to Parliament to complain about some of his colleagues not being there.
So they had Zhdun, like, in the seat of the colleague who wasn't there, like, he's going to now pass the laws.
Yeah, the caption, I believe, was waiting for other MPs to turn up.
Yeah, waiting for Godot, waiting for the next presidential election. It seems like the common thing about Elephant Man or Zhdun or the Gray Blob, whether it's Ukraine, Russia, or the Netherlands, is that he's just this thing caught in an existential state of boredom. Am I wrong?
That is an interesting way of putting it. Definitely the boredom aspect has been played up very much in Ukraine and in Russia. But yes, I think you're right. There's a political scientist in Russia who recently wrote about it in Russia. And he basically said the Russian Zhdun has kind of become the new political symbol of the country because he's well-meaning, sluggish maybe, always anticipating reforms and improvements to come to Russia, but he's not really prepared to go out and instigate some revolutionary changes if those reforms aren't made.
Damian Sharkov with Newsweek. Thanks very much for telling us about Zhdun, the gray blob. Great stuff.
Well, thank you very much.